AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Erica with a vengeance. That's the word one police official uses to describe Tropical Storm Erica, which is dumping rain on Puerto Rico this morning after killing four people on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean.
We expect Erica to move across or near portions of the Dominican Republic on Friday and through the southeastern Bahamas on Saturday, and then approach the central Bahamas late Saturday night and into Sunday.
The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says the storm may dump a foot of rain on the Caribbean as it moves toward the U.S. Forecasters say it could turn into a hurricane as it nears South Florida early next week. The TV gunman in Virginia, his family doesn't believe what everybody's saying.
We don't believe any of that stuff that they're saying about him on TV.
What specifically do you not believe?
About his anger and all that. But like I said, if you don't see a person for a long time, you know, people change.
Guynell Smith is Vester Flanagan's cousin. Flanagan shot and killed two TV journalists on Wednesday morning live on the air after promising to take his conflict with his co-workers into the headlines. He killed himself as police moved in. Savannah State University was on lockdown until around midnight after somebody shot and killed a student on the Georgia campus. Christopher Starks was a junior from the Atlanta area. He was shot dead after an argument in the student union. Nobody's in custody yet, as far as we know. Three people under arrest in Austria after 71 migrants were found suffocated in a food truck on a highway in Austria. World stock markets are uneven this morning. China's up, Europe's down, and it looks as if the Dow will open down, too. This is AP Radio News. Just think of it. For the first time ever, a billion people were on Facebook on a single day, Monday. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg marked the occasion with a post on his Facebook page saying that one out of seven people on Earth logged into the social network to connect with family and friends. Facebook has nearly 1.5 billion users who log in at least once a month. I'm Sandy Kozel.
And from Australia comes word that Paul Royal has died. He was an Australian World War II pilot who was part of that mass breakout from a German prisoner of war camp that's remembered as the Great Escape. Royal was 101 when he died in his hometown of Perth. This leaves only one survivor of the Great Escape during World War II, in which 76 Allied prisoners escaped from a camp near Berlin. Only three of them made it home. The others were shot or recaptured. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.